absolute zeros to the power of yes. By End Politicians, February 16, 2023, blog, politics, scum of the earth, stupidity incarnate, the human condition, writing. The Spectre of the Scepter. Just one of those conundrums, a joke that is nowhere near funny, downright deadly it be, personified in the cruelness of nature, the nature of politics in the pseudo-democracy we mire within, power drunkenly sink, ignorantly are caught up hitherto, while ashamedly bogged down and repeatedly raped by a royal of rosacea-dwelling incompetence. Actually, make that multiple jokes, we are talking royalty here people, and those royals love their vassals, enter the throne troll contingent. O Lord, we kiss thine blood-soaked ring, as morally reprehensible vile creatures we be. Wisdom and logic are definitely not included in globalist political machination. Speaking of royally raped. Say, what are the similarities between the British Navy and untold flocks of British sheep? Why they are all full of English seamen, of course. Oh, those subjects of mind-wiped existence, lacking any sort of moral fortitude, wisdom, or logic. Bow down and given up with all still left to right, though a stolen spirit and pilfered mind escape the woolly eyes not. If the Ark were English, the world would be a mono-sheep nightmare, or to those limmies, a man-o-sheep dreamscape. Screw you, London. And Ottawa too. Same shit alternate pile. World War III, that's what England's rosacea stone will come to record it as anyways, most likely to be chiseled on irradiated sheep bone down on level 4 in one of the many royal fallout shelters. Hopefully one of those turdope sheep bones. Though his osteoneurosis infected with cowardice to the marrow is probably too brittle a bonehead. A gin and tonic soaked red square of rosacea reflection, King Charles the Third. Yes, that's right, a mentally ill piss tank, dire alcoholic, is the official commander-in-chief of the Canadian Armed Forces. What has this world come to? That's right, centuries-old antiquated, inbred political imperial formational construct awaiting the TNT. Cheerio, old chap. Camilla, maybe my red dress will detract from your alcoholic-induced rosacea. Charles, I'll cut down on the baby blood but not the gin. Whether or not Charles III's role of commander-in-chief of the Canadian Armed Forces is symbolic or not, it is backed up with the globalist infiltration of Canada's federal government. A federal government consisting of globalist shields put in place to scream yes. In order to further fulfill globalist control over sovereign nations and make more money for globalist partners and stakeholders of, as regular readers will recognize, what I have deemed the globalist circle jerk. The globalist politician's motto. The best minister of defense is a good nonsense. With the COVID scam now manufactured and normalized in the general populace to further the political corporate spherical round-year-round amusement with billions in pharmaceutical profits and kickbacks, the time has come for the lowlier politician hacks who have never had an original thought in their entire lives to non-connectedly advocate and advance the agenda of death and destruction of the world, all to cover up the running into the ground of the economic and social systems of the West, all the while satisfying the whims of the yes. Heads of state suckling up to the globalist bosom of non-nourishment. Well, no nourishment apart from plebeian human fertilizer, that is. Enter Anita Anand. One might assume she is prostituting her morals. Sorry, mind of state, state of mind. Though do not for a moment think that those without free-thinking morals to prostitute are not matter-of-factly moral prostitutes if judged objectively. Yes. Please. How high? Hey, diddle, diddle, the sheep jumped over the moon. A journey partaken void of wisdom or logic. Welcome to the cabinet. How to qualify as a globalist politician. Before Anand Unquali Fiedli became Canada's Minister of National Defence, she held, through proxy, Justin Trudeau, Klaus Schwab's royally infected Teutonic worst in her yes. Hands through the channel of Minister of Public Services and Procurement. And being a moral prostitute, procure she did, billions of dollars and years' worth of totally unnecessary COVID vaccines to enrich the globalist pharma racket and poison the Canadian populace at large. Anand also so proudly worked on the legislation with vaccine producers to allow the procurement and delivery of COVID vaccines to children under 12 years old. What a hero! Apparently she never even heard of objective statistical analyses and functioning immune systems. A classic textbook example of educated to an infinite point of nothingness. Surely Anand's hands and logic-vacated mind were so proficient at greasing that globalist circle jerk that it was decided to make this thoroughly defunct homogenized thinker into Canada's Minister Marionette of National Defense. Surely the equivalent of being a master of every martial art known to man and then appointing a lobotomized quadriplegic in a manual wheelchair for one's total self-defense of an unceasingly undulating hostile environment. Downhill fast into the danger zone. Parliamentary democracies, what globalist controlled shitholes they be, yes. Indeed. Yes, indeed. Not a novel concept. Ancient tribute hitherto. Speaking of hitherto and distant decades anear. History rhyming, Diefenbaker the faker and currency taker ignorantly singing the globalist tune, now Anand with greased hand by shepherd command sheepishly jumps over the moon. Not even a year ago I wrote an article about how former Canadian Prime Minister John Diefenbaker, in 1958, fully neutered Canada's national defence sovereignty by scrapping Canada's world-leading fighter-interceptor Avrojet in participation for becoming part of NORAD, North American Aerospace Defence Command, and purchasing overly hyped, passive, and ultimately useless paperweight Bomark missiles that did not even see usage on one occasion and literally robbed Canadian engineering genius while enriching the Empire du Jour's military-industrial complex. And all on account of a Soviet boogeyman that ultimately posed zero threat upon Canada. In retrospect, the whole ordeal was all about stealing Canadian sovereignty, enriching the smaller diameter globalist circle jerk of antiquity, and implanting a Soviet scare into the populace for ultimate compliance. The more things change, the more they become ever increasingly deluded, perverted, irrational, homicidal and suicidal, where due to the sheer greed, stupidity, ignorance, lies, and propaganda accompanying the wisdom and logic black hole, what is ultimately appearing to be a regicidal outcome. That royal flush is full of club-worthy hearts. Again, yes. Trickling down from that slovenly crown, through Klaus Schwab's knob of which Slaveland and Trudeau enthusiastically slob, into the hand of Anand to again lay political waste to a non-sovereign land. Like the treasonous Diefenbaker before, Anand has even further pervertedly enriched the Empire du Jour's military-industrial complex while firmly placing Canada's geographical safety in peril due to arming a teeming neo-Nazi regime in the Ukraine and risking the ultimate death on Canadian soil of Canadian citizens once the Empire du Jour ramps up the fabricated conflict with Russia and turns it into a truly global encompassing affair. Gens, I have attained millions of dollars and a spot on level 4 of a royal bunker. Lloyd, PFFT, I'm into the tens of millions of dollars, level 6, and Charles the Turd is going to let me press the button. Anand, I actually believe to be acting in a cognizant, virtuous and rational manner. Remember the premise, a joke that is not risible. Well, Anand has just revealed that Canada plans to spend $40 plus billion to modernize NORAD's air defense systems. Honestly, if Anand were just to say Canada will be donating $40 plus billion to line the pockets of the globalist circle jerk, it would be more astute a statement. How many billions of dollars has the US and Canada spent hitherto on NORAD to protect the northern frontier? Billions of dollars that was unable to competently deal with four balloons, three of which might have been giant dongs, so as to not offend the gay lobby. Reality check, one of the balloons made it to the Great Lakes before being dealt with, and now these marionette morons think they are going to be able to counteract retaliatory hypersonic missiles? Hypersonic missiles travel between Mach 5, around 3,800 miles per hour, and Mach 20, 15,000 miles per hour. The squawk box runs red. This ability to travel at ultra-high velocity is the primary appeal of hypersonic missiles because it extends their range and allows them to bypass modern layered missile defenses. Hypersonic missiles are also capable of maneuvering in flight, allowing them to evade missile defense tracking systems and interceptors. This is in contrast to conventional RVs, which descend through the atmosphere on a predictable ballistic trajectory that can be tracked and intercepted by modern missile defense systems. Balloons, the clown substrate to amuse immature children. Grown up, immature children unable to even graduate to clowns and competently deal with petty balloons. Wake up, people. These politician puppets are getting ready to unleash death on an epic proportion due to their epic prostituting greed and sheer stupidity. And only at a full life cycle cost of $70 billion Canadian dollars. And that does not even include a balloon defense mechanism, so look for some re-engineering repairs and cost overruns. We are after all talking balloons here, people. Hi ho, off to neo-Nazi land we go. In preparation for World War II, Canada was training to kill German Nazis, of Teutonic British funding. Now, full circle, in preparation for World War III, Canada has been training neo-Nazis of Ukraine due to sheer ineptness and the inability to escape the confines of that mind of state of mind while being good little throne trolls without the cognitive abilities to realize their immature thoughts and actions are based nowhere in rational, objective, or even common sense-based approach. Remember, people, these are the same political mental midgets that made out COVID to be a world-destroying event while not realizing that it was indeed their brain-dead laws, decrees, plus wisdom and logic-lacking actions that was destroying society, along with the world at large. Things have not changed in the least. These fucking morons are either way out of their league, are acting with pure malicious intent, or both. Regardless, yes. It will be till Canadians are being maimed and murdered on home soil. Blimey. Canada's throne troll contingent has already provided Ukraine with around $1.5 billion of lethal weaponry, yet in their deluded minds have convinced their bribe-addled brains that a truly non-citizen representative Canada under their cancerous leadership is somehow a neutral member to the Empire du Jour-funded conflict that started in 2014 with the maiden coup and subsequent murder by Ukraine of around 14,000 ethnic Russians in the eastern provinces that refused to be a party to an Empire du Jour puppet regime. A conflict that was put underway in order to attempt to utterly destroy Russia and claim back its natural resources for the familial fornicating crown. Remember, the Russian Revolution of 1917 killed the royal representation in Russia and denied them the ability to inbreed in that resource-rich geographical location. London and D.C. will be escalating this conflict in the near future in order to desperately try for the Russian kill shot, at which point any participator foolishly supplying Ukraine with weapons will be fair game for the preservation of the Russian state, and every imaginable scenario that goes along with such madness brought forth by the child-molesting crown, accompanying American Gestapo Corporation, and Western Throne Troll contingent. These shields are going to get what is coming to them, but not before unleashing it upon their own populaces. Ramalama ding dong, that mirror-gazing disgusting waste of atoms, Justin Trudeau, will be recorded by history as one of the shallowest, most vain, fantasy-dwelling, morally reprehensible, pathologically lying, leaders to ever disgrace a faint representation of nowhere near a sovereign country. And one can only hope that his troop of throne troll contingent will at best be treated like the French Nazi collaborators of World War II, having their heads shaved, clothes stripped, and paraded through the streets to be yelled at, spit upon, and having human urine and excrement enthusiastically thrown in their deserving direction. At worst, use your imagination. And where is little Fidelito Trudeau as I speak? No, he is not up in the Yukon checking out the massive latex balloon dong that he so wished to take a long ride upon, and then use unwitting Indigenous Canadians for a PR-related publicity stunt. That was yesterday's itinerary. Both are best at the worst. The Trudeau has flown to the Bahamas for a meeting with regional Caribbean political actors under the guise of feeling wanted and being important. Where the U.S. is telegraphing that Canada should lead a military operation in an attempt to gain a semblance of stability and vain attempt to bring law and order to Haiti, a law and order vacuum that the U.S. has funded and implemented with countless political meddling and coup support initiatives to purposefully destabilize Haiti and throw it within the chaos it so now wallows. Such is what happens in the American Gestapo Corporation's backyard when that American shit refuses to adorn the noses of those in the high offices. Trudeau, time to heed the actions of the Kiwi horse-faced Jacinda Ardern and take your globalist bribes to date and disappear. Or for once in your life be a man and make your family happy by committing suicide. Make it a murder-suicide. Take the devil incarnate Christia Slaveland with you to Hades. There will be time when neither of you will be able to walk down the street, no matter what country you think you will be able to escape to when it all goes south. The Trudeau and Slaveland have signed Canada up for World War III. And all to use neo-Nazi-backed Ukraine as a staging ground in the foolish attempt to be an aggressor against, while trying to foolishly conquer Russia, a country with untold amounts of hypersonic missiles and right around 6,000 nuclear weapons. Time to say no. To insanity. There is only one cabinet worth sacrificing to begin Canada's neutrality. Well, make that two. Poilievre, we all know you and your conservatives are just as greasy a throne trolls, though maybe a very tiny bit lighter in the sleaze department. CR.